Developing strategies to provide better news coverage of Central and Eastern Kentucky today on UK Perspectives. I'm WUKY News Director Alan Lytle, sitting in this week for Tom Goodell. Recently, WUKY and Morehead State Public Radio announced a partnership that involves sharing stories produced in our respective newsrooms. Here to talk about the particulars of the pact is my counterpoint at WMKY News Director Chuck Moraz. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Very well, sir. Talk about this radio partnership from your station's perspective and how the team approach you think will benefit all of our listeners.
Well, I think it's important to provide our listeners, and I'm sure you feel the same way, with a wide perspective of what's going on, not just in their local cities, but also the regions that surround the stations that they listen to. And I think that it benefits our listeners who have a great interest in what's going on in the central bluegrass of Kentucky to get stories from your station. Lexington is obviously one of the hub cities of the state of Kentucky, and to get stories from that area with perspectives from newsmakers there, I think is a great thing for our listeners. It's a great thing that we're able to present to our listeners, and vice versa. I know that many of your listeners have an interest in what happens in the northeastern and eastern part of the state, which we cover, I think, a great deal with the signal that we have. And we like the fact that now maybe some of these stories are getting more play in the central part of the state, too, because a lot of the stories that we have are major stories, but maybe sometimes they go unnoticed by other major news outlets because they don't pay as much attention to this part of the state.
And, you know, when you mention eastern Kentucky, the region continues to garner national media attention because of the more unique challenges that the region faces, especially in the areas of health, energy, education, economic development. What has WMKY done to distill or add to that conversation?
Well, we try to do a lot of stories. Obviously, being on a college campus, we'll do a lot of stories on education, and we've developed good relationships with our state and federal lawmakers in this area to talk about those issues. Recently, I had a chance to talk to Senator Mitch McConnell about the coal industry, and I know that we've spoken to Hal Rogers about healthcare issues here recently at a conference that we had in Morehead about the health concerns about eastern Kentucky. And for those who don't know, when you look at some of the statistics like diabetes and heart disease and things of those nature, some of the rates here are the highest in the country. And it's obviously a concern as we try to find ways to lower the rates in those areas of health. And at the same time, you look at this area, there's a shortage of medical professionals to provide the proper care for those people who are trying to solve those health issues. So we deal a lot in those things, and it's important for us, I believe, to keep that conversation going, and we do that by talking to the movers and shakers in those particular fields, people who can make things happen. So we keep that stuff on the front burner so that perhaps people stay involved in the listening area and they force people who are decision makers to do something about these problems.
Now, when we talk about central and eastern Kentucky, the quote-unquote regions are not all that disparate. I mean, there's an awful lot of crossover between central and eastern Kentucky.
Well, there sure is. I think that when you talk about the congressman in central Kentucky, Andy Barr, he's got a number of counties that we breach with our signal. Fleming County, I believe, is in his area, Bath County as well, Montgomery County. So that's a good example, I think, of what you're talking about.
Thanks a lot, Chuck, for spending some time with us today.
Sure. Happy to do it, Alan.
Our guest has been Chuck Moraz, news director of WMKY Radio at Morehead State University. Our complete interview is available at WUKY.org. For WUKY, I'm Alan Lytle.